howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. You know, one of the nice things about doing something like Tunes is there really are no rules. Or if there are, I get to make them up. So that means that I can break them or change them or ignore them. Really, I've never been much for rules, although I do carry a copy of the Rules of Golf in my bag just for reference. I've talked too much, violated formats, played songs that weren't in the library, and had difficulty taking direction. My resume would indicate some of that. My point to this is, if you simply play by and follow the rules all the time, you become dependent on the rules, and then you're not pushing the envelope. Now, I'm not advocating anarchy here, but as a song once said, get me in a fight, I like dirty tricks. So today on Tunes, I thought we'd run cool with some heavy, heavy fuel. From the album On Every Street, here's Mark Knopfler in Dire Straits with really a great jam about breaking the rules and being cool, called Heavy Fuel on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Hamburgers and scotch all night, nicotine for breakfast just to put me right. Cause if you want one cool, if you want one cool, if you want one cool, you got to run on heavy, heavy fuel. Heavy, heavy fuel. Heavy, heavy fuel. Yes, if you wanna run cool, you got to run on heavy, heavy fuel. Heavy, heavy fuel. Heavy, heavy fuel. My chick loves a man who's strong. The things she'll do to turn me on. I love the babes, don't get me wrong. Me, that's why I wrote this song. We'll be right back.
heavy, heavy fuel from the final Dire Straits album On Every Street here on Tunes. Released in the early fall of 1991, this album had a huge hill to climb, sales-wise and creatively, because it had to follow that monster Brothers in Arms album from 6 years earlier. Now, it didn't sell or review nearly as well, but it sold over 8 million copies worldwide. Not bad. The song Heavy Fuel, certainly not a politically correct little tune with lyrics like, "Last time I was sober, man, I felt bad, worst hangover that I ever had. Took 6 hamburgers and scotch all night, nicotine for breakfast just to put me right." Now, I don't drink scotch and I don't smoke. And the last time I ate 6 hamburgers? Well, sliders, maybe. Anyway, you got to love the attitude. Weren't we just talking about breaking rules? As I said, this was the final Dire Straits album, and they would tour on it in 1992 and end the band's run 3 years later. Knopfler's 1990 collaboration with Chet Atkins called Neck and Neck, and many of the tunes from this album give us directional indications of where he might be looking to go. Songs like Calling Elvis, You and Your Friend, The Bug, How Long, take us down many streets with Knopfler. And well, there's a song on his solo album Sailing to Philadelphia that I want to get to down the road here on Tunes. Mark Knopfler, very talented guy. So I'm not sure if we've broken any rules here today, but, well, we at least talked about it, and that felt good. Just trying to run cool for now. If you got any suggestions or comments, leave them here on the website or on Facebook. And keep following us on Twitter. Until next time, keep rocking. I'm Mitch Michaels for Yeah Baby Tunes.